We're gonna write a book about everything. So many things that we can explore. Documented in a series of podcasts.
I'm not sure what we're doing this for.
Flat 29's big book of everything. Burn all the textbooks cause they're obsolete.
Flat 29.
It's our attempt to rewrite history by making podcasts every week.
Podcast.
Something I would actually quite like though is I was looking at air fresheners.
Okay.
I did have in my currently because I think they're girly, but
how does it smell though?
It smells.
It's actually pretty pine scented. I was in it the other day.
You think so? Yeah, I think it's got a nice natural scent. But you can get
you guys. I actually really like the smell of Oh, do you think so? Oh, thanks. I just had it cleaned.
You can get an doesn't say what it smells like, but I'm assuming it smells like.
The thing is, he is one of those people who you look at and you think, I bet he probably smells quite good. I'm sure he's well kept and clean and probably deodorized in all the right areas.
Exactly. I bet he smells like a dream.
But we're straying off into another area.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I bet he smells like a dream.
Hello everyone, Miller Mite! It is the one grand in stature, and this is episode 598 of the BFO for Wednesday the 19th, the 19th of May, 2010, and coming up on today's show, we are going to be all Mexican. Yeah, mate, cheers, Nancy boy! Yeah, gussy, y'all, I can't do that. Hi, everyone. I hope your hot day is going well. Y'all, if you're wondering, Big Patty, what was all of that Mexican talk at the beginning of the little show? Well, y'all, that is a new podcast that the chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, of which the BFO is a proud founding member, Mr. Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, and his cohort, Sarah. That's Sarah Davis out there in the California, nowhere near P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Y'all, they appeared on this new show, y'all, and it's called Plan, not Plan. Oh, poor Big Fatty. It's called Flat 29. And y'all, I mentioned it to you a week or so ago. But y'all, I've been able to listen to a couple of the episodes. And y'all, I came in, the phone rang during this episode that you heard at the beginning of today's show. But y'all, I'm not sure exactly what they were talking about. But y'all, it sounded to me that they were talking about Big Fatty. And y'all, I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny that they were talking about Big Fatty. But y'all, I don't ask a whole lot of you, but I really would like all of you to get on the Twitty, and I want you to send a Twitty request to y'all. That is some chicken piccata, and it is some risotto with some Greek dressing on it, y'all, because it was just dry. I need to put a little Greek dressing on it. And anyway, and a lasagna cooling the brain. A lasagna roll, which is going to give me horrible indigestion. But y'all, anyway, get on the Twitty and send a friend request to the, or a follow request, whatever the hell they're called, to the Plan 29, not Plan... Yeah. to the flat tweet. Well, y'all, I don't know why I want to say plan 29. But anyway, get on there and send it to flat 29. Because, y'all, these three lads that you hear at the beginning of the show, one of them's name is Charlie. Oh, Charlie. How you doing, Charlie? And, you know, y'all, and you know, they talk like that Lynn Goodman on the Dancing with the Stars. Ah, I don't like it. No, I don't like it. No. But anyway, and y'all, they're all, you know, not every British person is a curmudgeon, except I believe that Naught has turned into a curmudgeon, y'all, because y'all hadn't heard a word from him. He's vanished. He has just vanished, y'all, and I don't understand it. No, McReady, what has happened to Naught? And y'all, that Steve in the Uck, y'all, I've just been chit-chatting with him. He's doing just fine. And seems like there's somebody else over there. Oh, Simon. But y'all, I think he's unsubscribed. But anyway, the Plan 29. Big Freddy, quit calling it Plan 29. Oh my god. The Flat 29 is really worth listening to. Now y'all, there's breaking news. There is breaking news, and y'all, instead of playing the breaking news music, I am going to play this. Ah! Dear gosh.
Hey America, you've still got time. It's not too late.
That's right. Remember,
it's not too late.
It's not too late to help show where your community needs funds for jobs, schools, health care, and more. It's not too late. Answer the 1980 census.
And remember, all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Dear Gussie, y'all, I could not. I absolutely...
Came in a little early on that one there, Big Freddy. It's probably because you were thinking about Plan 29.
How dare you? Anyway, y'all, I've gotten a phone call. I have gotten a phone call from an enumerator because, y'all, I never got a census. I never got a census, and I have a phone number from Mary, y'all, and Mary wants to conduct some questions for me, but y'all have to call her between 6 and 10 p.m. Big Friday, that seems awfully late for you. You are usually halfway to bed by then. Well, y'all, it's true. now, y'all, what else was I going to say? Y'all, over the weekend, I have developed some ants in my pants, and they are not making me do the cha-cha dance. Let me just say that. But let me just say that y'all, they're in the master bath, and y'all, I don't know where they're coming from. But y'all, I wipe them up with some toilet tissue. Thank God I got the toilet tissue. The last time I went to the Publix on the penny coupon. Yes, Big Fatty, what a lovely thing. Now, y'all, I've got a little bit of news for you. By the way, I have got to make a correction about Horace Vader, y'all, because y'all. One of the things that you wouldn't, how can I say this? The biggest secret about Horace Vader was the fact that he would drop.
This just into the BFO VRC desk. Set your VRCs because there's going to be a special preview of Wipeout on June the 1st.
No idea. That there was Mexican blood involved at all. So anyway, so you know, y'all, it just goes to show you never, never know. Yes.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it.
Hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh,
this is Kevin in Oakland Park. I'm calling because on your Hump Day show, you called out Florida, and I have to admit, I've been lurking lately, but that's because I listen to your show at work, and by the time I get home, I've either forgotten what you've talked about, and I'm too tired to actually go back and listen to the show again, or I'm just too lazy to pick up the phone. Sorry about that. But I do listen to every show, and I even follow you on Twitter, and I love your show, so keep up the good work, Big Fatty, and I'll try and call in more often. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Kevin from the Oakland Park down there in the Florida, down there in Ginger Bear country. And y'all, this time last week, I was calling out the Floridians, you know, because y'all, there's just some of them down there that aren't coming to the good days. And y'all, you can come out and be supportive at the podcaster, dinner that the Ginger Bear has just worked his fingers to the bone, y'all, putting this together. Y'all, it's just like, have we heard from Franco? No, we have not heard from Franco. Have we heard from Tim in Tampa? No, we have not heard from Tim in Tampa. So, y'all, I'm just saying. Now, Kevin, you heard Big Fatty tell you to start following the Plan 29. Flat 29 on the 20. Well, y'all, I want you to do more than just follow them. I want you to urge them to be a part of the Pride 48 weekend, y'all. And by the way, it is coming up the 25th through the 27th of June. So, y'all, we're 6 weeks away. It's beginning to get good, y'all. And I've got a little news I'm gonna tell you about. Y'all, I had a message from that Daniel Beaver saying, Greg Friday, could you please put some promos for the Pride 48 in the voice letter box, and we're gonna play it on Pride 48, y'all. I did that on two. I say Tuesday night, y'all. I get up Wednesday morning. He is already on the Twitty bitching. All I hear is Big Fatty on the Pride 48 now. But y'all, and y'all, speaking of the Ginger Bear, he forgot to to link his cellular telephonic device to his computer. And y'all, I sent him a little Twitty and said, now you know, Ginger Bear. Well, actually, y'all, let me just play this for you, because y'all, you may not know this either. Yes, this is your anti-Vera, and I just wanted you to listen to a little show. It's my favorite. It's called Big Fatty Online, and it comes on at 10 a.m. in the morning on the Pride 48. It's just lovely, and I wish you would just give it a listen. 10 a.m., it's just 20 minutes, just perfect. I wish I was as talented as that. Myron! Where's my food, huh?
Jesus,
indeed. Y'all, dear Gussie, y'all, but that's one of the promos that's running over there on the Pride 48, because y'all, Pride 48, and I may be a little premature, and I don't mean in terms of ejaculate.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar.
But anyway, Pride 48 is live 24 hours a day. And, y'all, the BFO can be heard every day, Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. in the morning. You just heard the promo there on the Pride 48. So, y'all, if you forget to download it to your cellular telephonic device, you can just listen to the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. Now, will you please play another voice letter from someone close to Mexico?
Dear Big Fatty, this is Joe in Dallas. And I have been horribly, horribly remiss in not sending you a voice letter up to this point, and I thought I'd rectify that today. I love, love, love the show, and I am just enjoying every day that I get to download and see the little swirly thing come up with a new episode. So there you have it. help further rectify the situation and the horrible lack of voice letters that I have had since I've started listening to your show. I want you to stop by the post office box sometime in the next couple of days and take a look. There is a special something coming for you and the Mr. Larry Cly that I think you will truly, truly enjoy.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that was Joe in Dallas, in Tejas, which is Mexican for Tejas. And y'all, that is the first time that Joe in Dallas has called the BFO. Y'all, he calls the Ginger Bear all the time, and the Ginger Bear is not, grateful for the giftettes that Joe in Dallas loves to send to the people he loves. And y'all, I just can't wait. Y'all, He was saying something. Y'all, he was very emotional, and he was talking about my magnifying my rectum or something. I don't know. But anyway, now y'all, speaking of magnifying the rectum, y'all, who better to do it? Who better to do it than a gangbang of eight people? Yes, Big Fatty.
Yes, this is your gangbang of eight. We're here for your 645 call. Can you let us in, please?
Dear Gussie, y'all, I missed that call over the weekend. Evidently, I needed to have some extra bacon grease around. y'all, speaking of that, y'all, by the way, the intertubes are still down here in the Fat Cave, but y'all, I've been looking at my e-letters at the coal mine. Y'all, somebody, and I'm saving these things, but y'all, someone has sent me to a link to some bacon shoes. And y'all, it is shoes. It is the sneakers that look like they're made of bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, they look lovely. And so there you have it. Now, y'all, our last call for today is also from someone who we have heard from before, but we don't hear from them very often. And y'all, it is the one and only, the Georgia Glamazon.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is the Georgia Glamazon checking in. I haven't called in a while, but I want you to know that I think of you every day because I've been working for the Census Bureau.
Enter the census, we're counting on you.
So every time I send an enumerator out to get shot at by the local rednecks, I think Big Fatty would be so proud. I love your show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, could this be the reason that Mary has found me, y'all? Perhaps the Georgia Glamazon has not kept my information confidential, and she has sent Mary out here as my enumerator. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds awfully fishy to me. And, y'all, you just never know. You never know about these things. No, Big Fatty. So, anyway, but Georgia Glamazon, thank you so much for calling in. And, y'all, quite frankly, I've got a couple more. Oh, dear Gussie. I've got a couple more calls in the in the queue. And, then, y'all, that is one of those words they use over there in the OCK. In the OCK, y'all, they say, we're in the queue. And y'all, in a gay bar, that could mean, Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar again. So, now y'all, I'm going to add the flat 29 to the fat favorites over at the BFO, but y'all, it may be under the P's. But y'all, you got to go hear these boys. They are cute as a button. They're three straight boys. But y'all, they're cute as a button, and y'all, I think they're talking about me when I heard them say...
I bet it smells like a dream.
Oh, Big Fatty, more like a nightmare, dear Gussie.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.